This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
The only two things in life that make it worth living is guitars tuned good and firm, feeling women.
All right, pull them back from this.
I don't need my name in the mind.
People think this government is monolithic, but it's all different factions, different groups, and that's why I would be ashamed people say, I'm with the CIA, oh, Jones does all this. I did this with my listeners and all of you together. I'm not working with the CIA. The CIA is like a big, diverse, different organization as well, but Dr. Pachinik was talking about working with the State Department, working in regime change, you know, doing different Camp David Accords, famously, all that stuff back in the past, right through to now. And he's here with us for a few more minutes. You're talking about the political rot in there and why Soros is untouchable, or even Newt Gingrich criticizes him on Fox, and they say you can't do that, when Soros is on record funding Black Lives Matter and Antifa and gives press conferences bragging, but then if you say he does it, Fox won't let you say it. But as you said, it's because he represents the same group Obama and Hillary do, this old, corrupt, entitled just group of parasites who... I think you're figuring out now, Doc, their power is coming to an end.
That's correct. Basically, what's happening, in, without going too far forward, you basically said it in your ad, the real culprits of the future, the near future right now, will be the ones that Trump will go after. That's Facebook, Google, Amazon, and other big tech, because they have transformed themselves way beyond the nation state, and they are a function of a small company that I may have described last time, Paul, Incutel, which was created by the CIA in 1999. I kind of helped them out, where they funded out of Alexandria, Virginia, a whole group of these startup companies, that which at that time were little baby high-tech companies, and eventually became much bigger and became multi-billion dollar entities. Those are the companies that will determine the outcome in the future of the United States if the President of the United States does not begin to break them up. That's what we need to do. In order to maintain the viability of the Republic, which I still believe in, even in the future, the big tech companies have to be broken up. The people who have committed crimes or about to make crimes will be rounded up or will be arrested. There's no other alternative to that. Because if it's not happening now, then the concept of consequences are gone. And you and I will keep talking about it in ad infinitum. And we don't have that kind of patience. The third part, and the most important part, is that Trump will come into power. He will remain in power. There will be no question about that. In the process of remaining into power, he has to restructure the economy in such a way that we're booming again, that we have an 8-10% growth rate, that 17 million unemployed will come back to work, and that the small businesses will be created, because that is the backbone of our country.
Reignite Americana and the enjoyment of being the captain of your own life. And obviously, COVID's a real thing, but been overblown as a power grab. The Democrats have failed. They thought they could blame Trump for the shutdown when they're the ones doing it.
Well, whoever it is, it's not relevant anymore. It's he who can correct it. In turn, I would fire Fauci. I would fire Redfield.
Well, Trump has sidelined him.
Well, it's not enough. The problem is sidelining.
He's got to be repudiated.
He has to be fired. There's no issue of a self-aggrandizing narcissist who created nothing. He didn't create a vaccine. I had to run the Ebola epidemic with 3,000 soldiers, thanks to General Dempsey, who afforded them to me. And in truth, he's created no textbook, nothing. And then the same thing with Redfield. He's a disaster. So it's time for Trump not only to formulate his security, but also to hold all these institutions accountable and start taking them now. We have 2 million people in the federal government. We do not need them. I do not need HHS. I do not need CDC. I do not need an FBI. I do not need a CIA. I have 15 other intelligence units that are useless. And then
Become groups that shake their tail feather to corporations and foreign governments to sell out America. And then when we try to set the country back, they say we're traitors. StevePachinik.com, amazing interview, sir. Thank you so much.
And God bless your audience.
God bless them as well, yes. All right, we're going to come back. I'm up the phones up, take calls for an hour. And Owen Schroeder takes over. Please stay with us.
2020electioncenter.com. Just type it in one time. You've got it saved right there in your browser. And then you can share it on Twitter, Facebook, YouTube, Apple platforms, and most importantly, via text message, email, or by word of mouth, because they have banned the links to band.video. But 2020electioncenter.com is a clone of the site, the exact same links, the exact same videos. We can comment, we can share them, everything. The system is censoring because of the power of the people overrode them 4 years ago. Trump has finally figured this out since he's going to take action once reelected against big tech, and then he's moderating the situation. Well, we know the president's overwhelmed right now, so we're going to sit here and cry because he hasn't taken action. We the people are taking action now, and you can do it very, very easily by sharing 2020electioncenter.com, 2020electioncenter.com, and checking out the new redesign, Infowars.com, and sharing that. Oh, that really upsets him. Oh, yeah.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. We're into the fourth hour of this worldwide transmission. That means David and I was on 8, 9, 10, 3 hours. We're already done 3 hours, so that's 6 hours. We're into hour number 7. Of the 40-hour worldwide broadcast. And, you know, here's my own problem. I've been so close to this problem, so close to world government, so close to implantable microchips, so close to forced inoculations, reading it and studying not what patriots said, but what the establishment said, that now that it's actually here, I'm just like, And it's moving so fast. It's so evil. And we have a couple of questions. How do we keep those of us that are awake and aware from not going crazy and not getting violent? Because there may be a time for that. I'm not going to lie to you. I think you'll know what that is, but we're not there yet. But we have this earnestness to get politically involved and spiritually involved and financially involved and culturally involved because we're moving down the road here. I mean, Bill Gates is in the news again today. I'll cover this in a moment. Saying, no, we're coming with forced inoculations. Well, you want to assault me, you little pig? And you don't think I won't hold you responsible? I don't care if you say you got liability out of some law out of the government. I'm going to hold you accountable. You don't have liability protection with me. And by the way, talking smack back to that demon who gets transcripts daily of what I say sent to him is not some pissing contest to act tough. You know, while the monster isn't looking at you, you stay behind its back, you're ready to fight it. That's Hitler 2.0 right there. You think I want to take him on for no reason? But I'm not scared of him. And I am taking him on. And all I need is a little bit of your support to stay in the attack formation. You've done a great job. God, we've done incredible things together. We've done amazing things. And now everything that was blurry and far away, we weren't sure, were we right about it, but we had a good view on it, and then we got real close. We went, oh, my God. We're like, it's worse than we thought. I mean, that's how I feel like. I'm like, oh, my God, it's worse than I thought. And my very cells go, war! And so we see the idiots, the fools, the asleep, complying with the increments of their own destruction, and we get mad at them. We cannot do it. And when I tell you that, I'm not lecturing you. I'm giving myself an order because it makes me so pissed when I'm walking down the street and somebody drives by and says, put a mask on. Or somebody sicks their dog on me because I'm not wearing a mask. And I should just realize that's a slave. I'm not going to submit to him, but I'm not going to give him that burning anger I have. That's reserved for the devil. But even hating the devil is a form of worship. So let's just love God and let's do what we do for love. And I'm talking myself through this. This is not a lecture. This is me like talking to God myself right now, praying on air, like, what do I do? And God's like, you need to love me and love your family and love humanity. You need to not get into hatred, Jones. But I'm not going to put up with these people. First Store puts face scanners up like they're doing in Europe and Asia. Before you go in the store to face scan you, I'm smashing it. And let's pull that footage up. There's footage of a, this is in England, it's in the UK. A man starts beating a woman up because she's not wearing a mask on the train. And another guy's got to come in and kick his ass. I mean, God. See? Now watch this footage. And even though she puts the mask on, it's not enough. He comes over and attacks her. Now the man starts kicking her in the face. What a big man. He's such a big man. Somebody else beats his ass.
F*** you doing the piece of s***. I'm so f***ing proud of you.
I'm just a senior
old guy. Do it. Just pop him in the head.
Are you f***ing well?
So, a little thug wants to beat up a woman, he gets his ass beat. That's what we're talking about. I'm not a victim. I mean, it was ridiculous. And I was shooting my mouth off. They had these rock climbers up there wearing masks, like 20 feet apart from each other. I said, wearing a mask for COVID is like wearing a diaper to stop farts. I'm not into potty humor, but it's the only analogy that works. And I said it a couple times. I saw this guy look at me aggressive, like 30 feet away with his wife with mask on. I thought, they're looking at me aggressive. And I said, oh, no, ignore him. I turned. Seconds later, the dog's attacking me, and the guy's saying good job to his dog. But that wasn't what was telling. It was that when I grabbed the dog and started punching it in the face, the guy said, oh, my God, call the police. He's attacking my dog. It's perfect leftist mindset. He comes over and attacks me. And then when I fight back like the McCluskeys, I love dogs, by the way. Poor dog was told to attack me. The McCluskeys got indicted when people are at their house going, we're going to burn your house down. We're going to kill you. They're like, oh, we got guns. Didn't even aim them. Like the other guy with a shotgun in his house. We're going to burn your house. And he has a shotgun like this. Hell, if you were at my house saying I'm going to burn it down, I'd have a shotgun aimed at your ass. Like, I watch these videos of Antifa with guns. They walk up to cops and go, I'm going to kill you, cop. You got a gun. You tell me you're going to kill me. I'd rather be tried by 9 than carried by 6. I mean, it actually frightens me to watch the cops stand down like they do. It's pathetic. But notice, it's all about the jurisdiction. It's all about who's in control of the jurisdiction. Because the cops are surrounded by leftists below them, and their bosses are on the side of Soros. Most of the district attorneys are put in place by them, so What would you do? What could you do? Well, you got to resign. And then they just put more commies in. I talked to a lot of police, and they say, Alex, they said, it's 75% leftist in Austin, in Dallas, in Houston, in San Antonio now. There's something else about leftist cops. They sit on their ass and never put their life in risk. Like, you call a right-wing cop when you're getting raped or attacked, they're coming into your house. They're full of testosterone. You call a left-wing cop, they're not showing up. And the numbers show it in Chicago and New York. Not all cops are bad in those places, but a lot of them are. They don't show up because for them, it's a job with immunity and power. They don't want the risk of being a warrior. They want a gun and a badge to be above the law. And it's disgraceful. Let me give the number out. We're going to take calls for the rest of the hour during the 40-hour transmission. We're into hour number 7 right now. Toll-free number 877-789-2539, 877-789-2539, 877-789. Alex, first-time callers, long-time callers. And there's a bunch of other big guests coming up during the 40 hours. We got Gavin McGinnis coming up, Yana Lorraine, Robert Barnes, and I should have been announcing all day long. We're going to have live coverage tonight, and I'm going to be here for it. I'm going to try to not talk over it too much, but from 7 to 8, because it's a later debate, I'll be here before and after the debate. Robert Barnes will be on, and again, I know you already know all this. Seriously, you do. I meet you on the street. You're like, no, more stuff than I do a lot of times. But the general public doesn't. So if you tell them, hey, here's a forbidden feed of the debate from 2020electioncenter.com or Infowars.com, and if you just share it on your email, your text message, do it hours before and say, hey, here's live coverage of Pence versus Harris, we'll get millions potentially of new people, at least hundreds of thousands. So awesome job, folks. We love you. We thank you. It's a team effort. Please take action.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
Hey everybody, confused about staying healthy in a crazy COVID culture? Me too. But listen, after all the research, all the conflicting studies, after all the squabbling, there's one thing almost everyone agrees on. It's that immune system health can literally be the difference between life and death. You probably already believe that. I certainly do. So here's the thing. I wanted to get past the craziness and find out which plant-based substances actually have studies that demonstrate some efficacy in immune support. Now, you'll have to sign a waiver, but you can check out what I've discovered at StrongerDefense.com. No cures or treatments there. Instead, little-known but shocking immune system research and a breakthrough immune support product based on that research called Immune 10X. And the best part? You can go to the Stronger Defense website right now and claim your own supply of Immune 10X without paying anything today. Crazy, right? Learn more about this unusual limited-time offer at StrongerDefense.com. That's StrongerDefense.com.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs Generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs Generator and Lung Delivery System at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Hi, my name is Lily. My mom and dad used to fight about money all the time. Then one day, I heard them talking about this guy, some uncle I never knew, called Uncle Sam. Well, they say this Uncle Sam guy wanted them to pay him like a gazillion dollars, and they didn't have a gazillion dollars. So they called this company they heard on the radio called The Tax Doctor. And The Tax Doctor worked with Uncle Sam's people. I think they're called the IRS. And they're able to work it out so my mom and dad didn't have to pay Uncle Sam very much money at all. So now mom and dad are happy, and I'm happy too. Thanks, Tax Doctor.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS or state, call now and pay less.
800-215-1727. 800-215-1727. That's 800-215-1727.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Deserves. I mean, the guy's like an individual in red pajamas with black horns. I mean, it's just over the top. Bill Gates warns U.S. needs to brainstorm ways to reduce vaccine hesitancy and make you take your shots. He's funding a bunch of studies on how to brainwash you or force you to do it. Here's another Infowars.com article by Paul Joseph Watson just came out. Bill Gates says life will only return to normal at the end of 2021 when there's a corona vaccine that he puts out. And he makes money. Let me explain how this works. He has, say, $1 billion in money. He gives it tax exempt to a company. And then he gets back the profit that's way above what he invested because it was tax exempt. Ha, ha, ha. Oh, liberal. I was talking to my tax lawyer. He goes, yeah, Jones, you paid more taxes this last year than Jeff Bezos. Jeff Bezos made $132 billion. You know the song, bad of the bone, bad of the bone. How about $132 billion? And he did not pay one red cent with Abraham Lincoln on it because he wrote the laws. But if you're making $100,000 a year, you pay 40%. Can we come in with bad as the bomb, please? Maybe next segment. And again, then he says, I fund Black Lives Matter. I want higher taxes and communism. It's all a sick joke. Oh, but he wears a Native American garb. He's liberal. Because if he was wearing a frickin' Nazi uniform, you'd fight him. He's like, oh, Jeff Bezos, he loves us. But Jeff Bezos is nothing compared to this guy. Bill Gates, billionaire philanthropist, says that life will only return to normal. And that's the trap. It never does. Once there is widespread adoption of coronavirus vaccine, that this will not happen until the end of 2020 at the earliest. Oh, so over a year at the earliest. He's always said that. And that's their mantra. On and on and on. And you know, he pays me on the cover of Time and Forbes and CEO and Newsweek and Wired. Bill Gates, Bill Gates, Bill Gates. Every morning you'd see him arrive. He was 5'1", weighed 145, kind of satanic looking like a gremlin too. Everybody knew he's going to kill you, Bill Gates. Bill Gates, Bill Gates, Big Bad Gates. His daddy ran Planned Parenthood in front of the Nazis, too. A Rockefeller opera with IBM. He's going to get you and your family to just go ahead and die, because that's his problem. He wants to be king on high. I'm not a rapper, folks. I'm being kind of stupid here. Well, yeah, we should play that as an intro coming out, a little piece about, oh, hi, I'm going to be in your body. That's what I'm obsessed with. And I spent 40 years with IBM and the Rockefellers, making sure I get full control of every facet of your life. Big Bill, Big Bill, Big Bad Bill. Gates said that by the end of 2021, is that best case scenario, of course, his surrogates say the lockdown never stops, and that it remains unknown whether a successful vaccine could be produced. But because there could be any death, it can never be allowed again. You could never leave your house. Sorry, but he, no. We still don't know whether these vaccines will succeed, said the Microsoft founder. Now the capacity will take time to ramp up. And there's the allocation within the U.S., between the U.S. and other countries, who will be the point of contention. Oh, everyone will beg in the media. Oh, we've got to have it. Oh, please give it to us. That's an old tactic that's been documented for over 30 years. Well, for like 100, but they only busted them. They made movies like Turbo Doll with Schwarzenegger about it. Turbo Doll's in the movie. I think it's like Jingle Jingle or something. But they'd hire a local news station, usually in New York, L.A., some big Chicago, some big city, to say, we want the toy. It's sold out. Show a fight of two women. Hydrochloric acid, there you go. Two women fighting over the toy. That then causes the artificial scarcity idea. Everyone rushes out to get it. Bill Gates, Big Bad Gates. And so that's the whole plan. Is, oh, you can't even leave your house or have a job till you have the shot. Then we got to make sure you show you have it so it'll be an ID on your phone. Despite positive signs, the development of vaccines in Russia and China, Gates doubted whether the would ever be made available internationally. Oh. So he just says, hey, look, I'm your boss. I decide what goes in your body. You can't leave your house or have a job until I say so. Not a James Bond villain. Not a bad guy. Just, you know, he says he wants to depopulate you. He wants to put something in your body. Like, hey, I want to kill you. By the way, I have a shot for you. Oh, my God. You sound just like the guys like Jeffrey Dahmer invites you over for dinner. He says, that'll put handcuffs on you. You're like, well, absolutely. I would love you to put handcuffs on me, Jeffrey Dahmer. I mean, look at how disingenuous Bill Gates looks. I mean, look at him. Total little slimy bastard who wants to give you something very special. When you get really sick off of it, don't worry, he's got treatments for that. Oh, here's your polio vaccine. It's the main cause of polio worldwide. Oh! And then the sick joke of him as the hero on TV. Bill Gates, Big Bad Gates. But here's another one. Lockdowns trigger retail apocalypse, suicide, collapse, death of third world. But it's okay. If we save one person from COVID, let 1,000 die. We're heroes. We're wearing our mask. So their Russiagate failed. All their other stuff failed. And Big Pharma said, step aside. We're already a governmental structure worldwide. We have the respect of the people. We have liability protection. We will run our operation and our major attack upon humanity. And now they've done it. And the question is, will we sit here and let Big Bad Gates have his way with us? Carlos, Greg, Josh, Jeff, Carlos, Michael, Joey, Matthew, Taylor, Robbie, we're going to every single one of you on this live Wednesday, October 7th transmission, and we're honored to have you here. By the way, if you want to get the lowest prices on high-quality, affordable foods that you should have anyways for all the craziness going on, I didn't even ask them to do this. They extended 2 days starting yesterday at preparewithalex.com, the $600 off on the 1 year, the $300 off on the half year, the $160 off on the 3 months. Party lowest prices. This sale is next level. And the small amount of profit comes to fund our operation. We need the money to fund ourselves. InfoWarsStore.com. Get your storable food. Get your supplements at InfoWarsStore.com. Make a one-time sponsorship. It's not a donation. It's not tax-exempt. It's a sponsorship for freedom. I want to thank you all that have sponsored InfoWars.com.
Stand back and stand by. During our emergency election sale, we have all your favorite products up to 60% off plus free shipping. In order to help maximize our coverage of this historic election, we need your support during this crucial time. We have our vitamin D supplement, Winter Sun Plus, at 25% off. Winter Sun Plus works as a defense against attacks on your immune system, which will be great during the coming winter months. Some of our best sellers like Body Ease and Turbo Force are on sale for 10% off. One of our bigger discounts, the 8-pack Power Stack, is 60% off. And if you're looking to get Survival Shield X2, be sure to check out the combo pack with both items together at 60% off as well. All shirts in our apparel collection are currently set at the answers to 1984, which is $17.76. And we also have Prostaguard and Ultimate Fish Oil back in stock. So whether you're looking to stock up or thinking of adding something new to your daily routine, be sure to check out these deep discounts and more at InfoWarsStore.com.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-900-8407. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-900-8407. That's 1-800-900-8407. 1-800-900-8407.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Bad to the bone. Songs. Let it roll for all of by the face. Get phone calls. Get beautiful phone calls. To see the wild wonder and what they had found. I'm gonna yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. But I'm here to tell you, baby, I'm bad to the bone. Good song. We got to get rolling here. Bad to the bone. Is this a music only? Instrumental? It's good, but let's come in next segment with the actual music. I should have been exact. It's my fault. I want to be yours, pretty baby. Yours and yours alone. But I'm here to tell you, honey, I'm bad to the bone. I'm not bad to the bone. America's bad to the bone. Bad to the bone. Robbie in Australia. Under UN global takeover, but fighting back, Robbie. We love you. Thanks for calling in, Robbie.
Alex.
Welcome.
Can you hear me?
Loud and clear, sir, from the land down under.
General Alex, I like the report from the front lines down here in Sydney, down under Australia.
Well, tell us what's happening, Admiral.
First of all, sir, let me make it clear. In this time, we... And when I say we, love Trump and you and all
you.
The patriots worldwide. We're in this fight together, brother.
I know it. I love you.
So, Alex, let me tell you, Sydney, compared to what Jason had on your show this morning, almost cried. Fifth Avenue, ghost town.
You're saying Sydney's a ghost town even worse than New York.
Hello? Alex?
Yes, sir. Your phone may be breaking up. I get it. You're 18,000 miles away.
Alex?
Yes, sir.
Alex? Hello?
Yeah, we may have lost him. We appreciate your call, brother. You know, usually phones are clear, but it's still a miracle from Australia. We love you. Call back, Robbie. All right, let's go to Carlos in Texas. Carlos in Tejas, you're on the air. Go ahead.
How's it going, Alex? How are you today, my friend?
Man, I'm good, brother. What's on your mind this afternoon?
Man, all right. Let me tell you this tweet real quick, man. All right. So, man,
I'm not. Just take your hand off your receivers. We hear you.
Hello?
Yeah, just kind of back away from your phone. Maybe our phone system's having a problem, but go ahead and talk right into it.
Yes, sir. All right. So I just wanted to give a vision that I had from the South. We got cartel games that are funded by general cut operatives.
You know, we'll have to come back to you, brother. We may have a phone system crash in there or something. I mean, we've got a high-tech system, but my God, or maybe it's everybody's phones. But the guy in Australia couldn't hear us. I didn't make out a word you're saying, brother. Let's take a call from Carlos in Canada. He's a longtime caller. Carlos in Canada, you're on the air.
Thank you, Alex. Can you hear me well?
Clear. Oh, my God. Go ahead.
Thank you kindly. Look. I've seen you ask a couple of times a number of people, what times do we think we're in? How would you call this period in time? And this, Alex, I'd like to offer you my opinion. I think we're in the age of inversion. In time, in history, there have been some periods of inversion where, you know, as in Macbeth, fair is foul and foul is fair, and where people rely on lying to get ahead, where capitalism is the opposite is implemented, which is totalitarianism or communism.
Well, that's very deep. You're always amazing calling in for over 15 years or so. You're saying we're in the age of inversion. I agree. You're right. I ought to start a podcast called The Age of Inversion. Everything is inversion because they have no creativity. They simply invert whatever is real.
Correct. What is the opposite of generosity, Alex? It's theft. What is the antithesis of love to promote hate? What is the antithesis of capitalism, the effort that you put in through enterprise to generate wealth so you can take
care? Shut things down, exactly what we're seeing right now.
Exactly. And you print money out of thin air, you're doing away with capitalism. It's he who prints money who decides the welfare of the state, okay? And when you look at it in the context of, you know, there's a period of time where you don't understand really what's going on. You know, there's a dissonance in the system. That's the age of inversion when you feel that way. And you cannot work your way by thinking inside of the box.
You've well, keep defining it, Carlos, because I know you're a really accredited, smart guy. international consultant. Describe for listeners in the next few minutes the age of inversion. We'll put a video up.
The age of inversion is taking place in the past, just before the American Revolution and the revolution that took place in France shortly after 1798, and all the disasters that happened. Subsequent to that, there was a loss in the perspective of mankind contributing against nature, because it was difficult at the time to build a society where all of the adversities were there. Now we live in a nature inversion, where instead of mankind controlling technology, it is technology that's trying to control mankind. You follow?
Brother, I'm all ears. Continue.
Yeah. This is a time when we have to think outside of the box. We have to stop a second and say, I'm going to approach my son and my daughter within the next few days before this election, and I'm going to express to them how I feel about them, what I wish from them, the best of the developing their natural talent. America, and in my own country, Canada, there's been a period of time for the last over 45 years or so where the child has not been given all of the opportunities to develop in a full society to their full potential.
No, you're right. They're always told to stay children, and the parents never hand the baton and like invoke like an incantation. It's not magic, but it is saying, you are now the birthright. You are now given the birthright. You must perform. It's a spiritual transference.
Correct. You have to say to your politicians, I want to give my child the opportunity that God-given nature to develop to their fullest potential. Of all the people that talked at the conference at the GOP convention, it was Melania Trump who took the time to talk about that, how to bring the best out of children, bring the best out of them. Because
you're talking about pursuit of happiness.
The pursuit of happiness was the Treaty of Westphalia, where for a time there was peace because people were able to think of the other, were able to work towards the benefit of the community, not the community of one, but the community of all. And where, you know, people lying and was discouraged, and where theft was discouraged, and where sharing was encouraged, and where people had an opportunity to realize.
Well, then the communists create an inversion. They go, oh, we the central group will do the sharing. No, it must all be a community operation from the individual. It cannot be centralized.
And what happens, and now this is why it's so important in history, because we have never had the technological power that mankind has now. And I'm going to make a prediction, which you're not going to read in any book anywhere, because only a guy like myself or other people who have been in the mind, who've been studying in neuroscience, who've been in front of the exposed human brain, and can tell you about these, you know, these implants and all of this baloney that they're talking about. If we don't stop this and stop and reflect, we can build computers that talk to each other. We talk to robots that will talk to each other. But the one thing that in evolution that has safeguarded our freedom, Alex, is the ability for each other not to read each other's mind. If I were able to read your mind and know exactly what you're thinking, before you know it, because mankind has that freedom to think whatever, we would be at each other's throat. Do you understand? And that's
yes,
the
we need walls. We need separation as independent sentient beings. And as we get all this false knowledge, it also allows them to put in fake knowledge that make them be able to kill us. Carlos, set Carlos up for an hour as a guest. Set him up right now. You guys are awesome. Come back with more calls. Carlos, come on with us for an hour tomorrow. We love you. Carlos is so damn smart. We'll be right back on Alex Jones.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
It's totally normal to be constipated with belly pain, straining, and bloating again and again.
No way.
Maybe it's occasional constipation.
Maybe it's not.
You could have a chronic condition called irritable bowel syndrome with constipation, or IBS-C. Linzess, or linaclotide, is a prescription that treats IBS-C in adults. Linzess works differently than laxatives to help relieve belly pain and let you have more frequent and complete bowel movements. Individual results may vary. Do not give to children less than 6, and it should not be given to children 6 to less than 18. It may harm them. Do not take Linzess if you have a bowel blockage. Get immediate help if you develop unusual or severe stomach pain, especially with bloody or black stools. The most common side effect is diarrhea, sometimes severe. If it's severe, stop taking Linzess and call your doctor right away. Other side effects include gas, stomach area pain, and swelling. Maybe it's not occasional constipation. Learn more at Linzess.com or call 1-800-LINZESS. You may be able to talk to a doctor online. Visit Linzess.com, sponsored by Allergan and Ironwood.
We all have heard about the benefits of fish oils, but what about the presence of heavy metals, PCBs, dioxins, furans, and other contaminants found in fatty tissues of fish? GCNteam.com recognizes this risk and offers IFOS certified tested omega-3 fatty acids. EPA, DHA insist on IFOS omega-3 fatty acid certification. Get the best at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's a clip from the Rachel Ray Show testing the results of Instantly Ageless.
Board certified dermatologist Dr. Whitney Bowe. If you're looking to try to trim back the cloth on a budget, you know, in the privacy of your own home, but actually there's some recent technologies emerging, almost like changes the behavior of the skin while it sits on the skin.
She went off to try a product called Instantly Ageless.
Yeah.
Instantly, you could see a difference. Even the cameraman were like, wow, look at the difference.
Yeah.
But I would definitely use this product.
This product, within minutes of applying it, it was actually a very dramatic rejuvenation.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
I got some good news, and I got some bad news. I'll never get to all these calls during this segment, but I'm going to come co-host the War Room with Owen Troyer. We're going to transfer those calls right over. Now, I got some news so huge.
On the day I was born. All gathered round.
I'm actually quite pleased.
The wide wonder.
Oh, it's horrible news.
At the joy they found.
One level's bad.
Then the nurse spoke up.
But the second level.
To leave this one alone.
The third level.
She could tell right away.
I think it's just better and
bad. Bad to the bone.
Bad. Bad
to the bone.
Let's just submit it to this. Let it roll out. Right here, this is a piece of news. Right here. Oh, Dr. Kemp shot. Please move. You suckers took the bait. You globalists got up front. Keep going. You did it.
I want to be yours, put it back.
You uncloaked, you bastards. Woo! Woo! Yeah! Please F the dog, baby! They screwed the pooch. They unclosed. They already got the Chi-Coms to come out against Trump today and say, oh, elect Biden. And they came out and called for the UN to overthrow the U.S. Woo! Yeah, baby. Straight up fight now, bitch. For 60 years, we've been laying the groundwork to stop your food. And now we support you. I'm going for you, dumb bastards. They think they just released the cavalry in a battle they're losing? They just destroyed themselves! It's so good! Oh my God, yes, thank you, Jesus.
And I make a good woman steal.
Yeah.
And I make a good woman rush. And I make a young girl squeal.
Oh, man.
I want to be yours, pretty baby.
Yours and yours alone.
Yours alone.
I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Bad to the bone.
Bad.
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 Bad to the bone.
Bad to the bone.
All right, I'm going to stop now because I'm going to cover War Room. I'm going over with Owen. I'm commandeering the transmission. He'll do a great job. But let me tell you, the New York Times calling for the UN to take over with troops and to run our elections. I mean, we've been working so hard to get these pieces of crap to uncloak. And they're doing it, baby. I mean, I started the show out with how the Chi-Coms are pissed and how America sucks and how we're all racist and all this stuff. And then they just came out and called for the end of the United States with UN troops. Wow. Thank you very much, you dumb sons of bitches. God almighty. That's as good as getting Churchill to manipulate the Germans into bombing London. I mean, my God, I'm sorry, I'm going to stop right now. I apologize to the listeners. I just do not like the New World Order, and I was looking at this and the stuff they're saying about how we need UN troops and the UN to run everything and the UN to run our police. I mean, you know how hard we've worked to expose these bastards? I'm sorry. Maybe I'm miscalculating here, but in my playbook, having the UN ultimately say they're going to run our election is not good for Joe Biden. And it shows how illegitimate their attempt to hold the election up is going to be and how I predicted they'll try to. I said a month ago they'll have the UN troops in here running this damn election with the secession claiming the seceded states are legitimate. I saw that in my little walnut brain. And sure as hell it's happening. I want to be yours, pretty baby, yours and yours alone. And I'm here to tell you, honey, that I'm bad to the bone. Talk about our republic. Man, look, most people will see this and go, you know, well, what does that mean? This is desperate behavior. This is desperate. I'm sorry. Okay, let's go. Who's been home the longest here? We got Taylor, we got Matthew, we got Emily, we got Joey, we got Michael, we got Mark, we got Jeff, we got Joey, we got Greg, we got Noah. Who's been holding the longest here? Emily in Florida. Sorry I'm having a type of information gasm here on air, but welcome.
Hi, Alex. How are you today?
I'm doing pretty good right now.
I'm a first-time caller. I know, that's incredibly disgusting news, but yeah,
we force these people out in the open. We make them run their flag up. Hey, look, I know it's bad, but it's already been going on. They're having to run. They're flying their flags now. What does that mean to you?
What it means to me? Well, I did. One of the reasons why I wanted to call is because I feel like there's very little female representation on the
show. We love hearing from you. You're badass.
Males that will call in and give their opinion on things. And being a mother of children, it's really activated my motherly instincts. I'm going to protect my children at all costs. And so really what they're doing is, I mean, it's amazing that they're putting their hand out there. But what I wanted to talk to you about today was Section 230. And I've worked for a company, and I won't go into the details here, but I've worked for a company where they developed different software for AI to be able to control social media and certain things. And they actually are paid by companies to use the data in order to sell people more items. So I wanted to talk about the fact that we all think, when is AI going to take over? When is this going to happen? And I wanted just to address the fact that it's happening currently. It is happening currently. It's not necessarily Bill Gates or Jeff Bezos or, you know, Twitter or any of these companies.
It's our actions, but it wasn't happening fully, so they had to have the COVID lockdown to further kill mainstream. People should get out of their rhythms. They should buy different places. They certainly shouldn't support the big guys. Keep going.
Well, I think it's really important right now to realize the control of these companies and what they're doing. And the thing is, it's not even the people in control anymore. People have lost control of the technology. They don't even really understand what the technology is even doing any longer. It's really taken over.
Exactly.
It
just slurps up more info. It's its own consciousness, isn't it?
Yes, all of the algorithms and everything were created to generate revenue. They weren't created in a way that was supposed to protect humanity. And so it's evident today in us being probably one step away from a civil war, that when this AI pushes you down a certain rabbit hole, it says, okay, Emily is a big supporter of Trump, so we're only going to show her information that has to do with Trump to get her engaged and get her to stay online. And that way you create revenue that way with ads and whatever you purchase. So I think that it's really become out of the hands of anyone who understands what's happening here. And you can repeal Section 230. You can hit them where it really hurts, which is financially. And I think that's wonderful. But what really needs to happen is the destruction of these systems, these computers that are housed in warehouses.
Oh, I totally agree. And Congress, who's like on average like 80 years old, needs to know how far behind the curve they are. Now, big tech does not respect them, and it's just absolutely beyond monopolies. This is destroying the fabric of society in a mathematical takeover that is totally destructive.
And I am in Laura Loomer's district. I wanted to just put her name out there because I absolutely love her.
She's on tomorrow. We love her too.
She's a female supporter of you.
She's on tomorrow.
And I wanted to say that in my own home, and I think that's where a lot of this starts. I think people are kind of clueless as to how they can change things and how they can be a part of the solution here. And in my home, I've taken away everything. I've taken away the video games, the killing video games. I've taken away the access to social media. I've taken away all of the Hollyweird, all of the movies.
And let me guess, your children are more happy.
Oh my God, you don't even understand. I mean, my son and I are now on the same wavelength, and he is just so much happier. Our home is so much happier, and it's amazing the difference that it creates. And these things spread. And I think people feel like, oh, I'm just one person. Well, you're one person raising maybe four other people who are in turn going to do that as well. And I think we really need to rein in AI. I think that we're looking too much at these owners of these companies and such as and pointing fingers when it is the actual algorithms and computers.
It is us
that are
clicking
doing
it on it. It's us following it that gives us power. And by the way, we love it when wonderful women like you, men too, call in. We're going to take the last 4 minutes of you, Emily, and put it out as an informational news piece because you're so on target. We really appreciate you, Emily, and we pray and hope you'll tell folks about Band.video and Infowars.com. In 30 seconds, how did you find out about the show?
I've been watching the show since I was 18 years old. I'm 38 now. So I've been watching you for the longest, and I've had people call me absolutely nuts. And, you know, but I've been watching you forever. So this is my first time calling. I really just felt like I needed to put out kind of like a motherly voice. And I wanted to ask you, too, why are you not creating a social platform? Everybody's being banned.
You know we
everywhere.
Tried. We tried. We're trying. We just redesigned InfoWars. We're going to.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build the red corpuscles in the blood which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. A one-pound package of tea is $34.95 plus shipping. To order, please visit ShopSuperTea.com. That's shop, S-H-O-P, super, S-U-P-E-R-T-T-E-A.com. So the complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100, Monday through Saturday, 9 to 5 California time. That's shopsupertea.com at 818-984-6100.